What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Summer is almost here, and I'm so excited to go on vacation with my kids next month. We love going anywhere warm with a beach. I always make packing harder than it needs to be, but this year I'm doing all of my summer shopping at Macy's. I can find everything I need from bathing suits, sandals, summer dresses, shorts, even towels and sunscreen at Macy's. Whether you're packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has what you need. You can shop top brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Happy New Year.
We're here, 2022. Woo-hoo! I didn't think we'd ever get here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you felt like you've been living in a twilight, though, for the past couple years?
2 years.
My furnace broke, and so I was calling, and they're like, well, we're really backed up. We can't see you until April. I was like, April?
Your furnace?
So the gas. Yeah, not turning on.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, until April. And they're like, yeah, we're really sorry. And I was like, okay. I called three other places and they say April. I'm like, I'm not going to need it in April. I would like it now.
It's because they probably don't have anybody to work.
Well, either. My point, I guess, to that is like, I just feel like I'm like, have we been backed up since 2020?
Probably. We just never caught up.
Yeah.
So what happens when it gets cold?
I mean, I still have a heater.
Gas or electric?
Is this a trick question? I don't know these things.
If it's gas, it matters.
Where's my rent to husband?
I'm going to go with electric if you still have heat.
Yeah, yeah. No, my heat works. I think I'm going to go with my heat still works.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess we'll find out.
Well, that doesn't make sense then.
Well, some people have gas heat and some people have electric heat.
Mm.
We have gas, I think. Oh, I don't know. I think we have gas.
See, you don't even know.
No, I'm not making fun of you. I'm just asking. So it's like your stove's not working?
No, my stove is working great. It's my ready for champagne problems. My spa is not heating up.
Your spa? Oh, your hot tub.
My hot tub. Your spa.
That makes it sound way more like champagne problems.
No. Yes. My hot tub is not heating up, and neither is my fireplace won't turn on. And I've had two rental husbands come over to try to figure it out. My neighbor Jason came over, and my gas isn't even like, there's no gas coming out. And because I'm like real scared of gas.
Yeah,
like,
no, same.
Because I'm like, if I were to light a match right now, we'd blow up. If like that's what I think of gas.
Yeah.
I get scared of gas.
Yeah, no, I get it.
So I need a man to come over and do this. So I called my neighbor Jason and I was like, Jason, it's Jana. I was like, I can't figure out my gas. Like my fireplace isn't turning on. Like I, you know, I want my fire. I'm a romantic with a fireplace, yeah. You know?
Well, that's a bummer, but it doesn't sound like it's a full gas problem if your stove is working, because you have a gas stove, don't you? Where you ignite it?
Yes.
So it's working there.
Oh, so there can't be different lines?
Oh, there has to be. Mm. If that one's not working and then your stove is working.
Interesting. I mean, all, you know, I don't know. But anyway. Going into 2022, I just feel like because I feel like 2020, no one knew it was going to be hard, and then it was hard. And then 2021 was like a recovery of 2020. So it's like, what's 2022 going to be?
It's got to be good. It has to. I don't think we can afford for it not to be, if I'm being just completely honest. It's got to turn up.
Like 2021, flew. I don't want to say this. It sucked. I'm like, I got a divorce in 2021.
I think 2021 was definitely a rough.
It couldn't get any worse. I don't think 2020, it can get worse.
It can only be up from here.
I'm not going to say what could be worse, but you know.
Yeah.
Death. But
it's going to be great. I'm feeling really
positive.
I feel
like we say that every time,
though. No, I'm feeling positive.
No, we did. I think every single one of us was like, 2020, it's going to be our year. It's going to be everyone's year.
We were definitely duped by 2020. It's like January, and then all of a sudden, February, March.
Yeah, exactly. And then they said the same thing about, so it's like, does every year, like, I feel like you have to say every year, it's going to be your year. Because if not, like, who's going to go into it going, yeah, it's not going to be your year. This year's going to suck.
I think this year's just going to be the same.
Well, that sucks.
I know. But if I'm being real.
But how do we change that? That's what I want to talk to Cherie about. Because we have a Cherie coming on, Healy, who's obviously, she's a fan favorite on the show. But I want to ask her that because it's like, you can't go into it being like, well, it's not going to be your year, but you also can't go into it and be like, it's going to be my year. And then have your expectations be like, oh, this is the worst year of my life. I got divorced. This happened, blah, 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 COVID.
I think that's the problem with people like us, because we set high expectations and we get disappointed really easily.
Well, yeah.
So it's like, if you just go in, like, it's just going to be normal. It's going to be just the same.
But then how do you set goals when it's just.
I think you can set goals, but it just is another freaking year.
Oh, it's kind of like.
That sounds pessimistic, but.
It just doesn't sound exciting.
No.
Like, it just sounds like you're just living. And I'm like, I don't want to just live. I want to live.
No. Right. Understood.
Do you know what I mean?
Chase that joy. I get it. Chasing joy.
Saying.
Yes.
You're like, I agree. Okay, I get it. Hashtag chase joy. Jana's new thing.
Radical grace. Chasing joy. Hashtag. No. It's all fair. And I agree. But I feel like every January is like started off like that. So again, I guess the question is, how do you carry that through the year? Not just like have this excitement at the beginning of the year and then let it all fall.
Yeah. Like, I'm staring at a piano right now in our little studio.
It's cute.
It's Jolie's. I like it. But it's also, little does she know, I also got it from me too. Because I also would like to relearn piano from when I was Jolie's age.
That'd be fun.
So like, I was thinking of getting a teacher coming over.
Okay.
They teach the kids. They teach me. We learn to play piano because I only know one song. This is the last song I'm ever going to sing about you. The last song. Yeah. So that's the only song I can play on piano. And I'd like to learn another one.
I think that's a great goal.
Right. But we're most likely going to be sitting here in another year going, still only know the last song I'm ever going to sing about you.
I think it's prioritizing.
Ooh, that's the word right there.
If you have like a million goals and you have a million goals and not enough hours in the day, you're good at that.
Okay.
It's prioritizing what the goals are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so if piano is a goal, prioritize it. That's my advice for 2022.
Yeah. So we've got Cherie. I'm going to blow my nose because you know what did come into 2022? My cold. So we're going to take a break, blow the nose, and we'll get Cherie on. Ask her all these questions.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today.
Sheree!
Hello!
Hello!
It's so good to see you.
Good to see you too. Kat and I were just talking about how, like, I feel like, you know, in 2022, everyone's like, this is going to be our year. And obviously it wasn't. And then it's like, all right, this is going to be our year. And then 2021 was like the recovery to 2022. And now it's 2021. And then I was like, but now I'm kind of like, are we psyching ourselves out every time we say this is going to be your year? Because I'm like, is it though? Because I'm like, well, last year I got divorced. I'm like, something bad probably is going to happen this year. Or, you know, like not as worse as that. I don't know. Who knows? But like, but it's just one of those things where I feel like, are we like psyching ourselves out? Is this kind of like, I am so happy about being positive and being like, yeah, this is our year. But I'm almost like, why are we setting ourselves up to like, be like, oh yeah, no, this year sucked.
Well, here's a really important question to ask. I'm a possibilitarian, you know that. Mm-hmm. Like, I think anything's possible. And I do say that every year, like, this is going to be the year. And I don't know if all of us go about designing the year in the way that would make it our year, or that we end the year with the right meaning, the right understanding of how the year went, right? So it's tricky. It's I'm not about doing what a lot of people do to imagine the worst, prepare for the worst so that you don't get disappointed, you know, to just set your bar low and be like, yeah, this is probably going to be a rough year like the last two. I'm not about that. I'm more about, okay, so we went through some really hard times the last couple of years. Why? Is it just that it was like all of our power and freedom was taken from us? Was it just a shit show? Or is it this global awakening? Are we about to enter into a Renaissance era, a golden age, the imagination age, right? Like people are saying, and I believe this, that we are now in a world where anything truly is possible. The Great Resignation happened, right? People have really come to reevaluate and reset how they were living. And I think this year we've learned a lot. We've learned a lot going through the hard times. I mean, I, as a kid, never wanted to go through the hard times. I thought life is supposed to be a joyride. And then I grew up and realized that we can only learn and grow when things are tough, mm-hmm. when there's pain. So I have high hopes for this year, really high hopes because of that. And then what you do to set yourself up to have the year of your life is what we should talk about. You know, that you don't just cruise into this year like a passenger, you know, in your life, waiting for whatever's going to come, you know, sort of, I think a lot of people's belief in what's possible has been shattered, mm-hmm. you know, and that's what needs to be restored. That just because we've been so disconnected and had to go through such hard times, if we don't believe that something better is on the other side of this, then we'll continue to be in that spin cycle, I think.
Well, that's what I was like kind of telling Catherine. She's like, it's just another year. I'm like, but I don't want it to be just another year.
Not
like,
you, like, lady.
You know me. Like, I can't. Like, I know. Like, I need to, like, I love, like, bring me the highs and lows. Like, the lows have made me, you know, high and helped this and, like, grow and learn and shape. That's fine. Like, I'm not saying I want the perfect, best, amazing year. I know that's not reality. But I also know, like, I can, like, last year, as hard as 2021 was for me with the divorce, I still learned so much about myself and I healed and I grew and I'm going to continue to grow and I'm going to continue to heal. So it's like,
yeah,
I want those things. I just, how do you stay positive and how do you not get, not saying Kat, sure. not saying you're complacent, yeah. but I'm just saying like, how do you not just be like, all right, it's just another year, like whatever, I'm just going to go every day and whatever.
Well, think about this. If any of us got a diagnosis, you know, that said we had 30 days or a year to live, if this was it, that's something to think about. What would you do? Would you say it's just another year if you knew it was your last? You know, probably not. And I think that's a good place to start, to just say what we did learn. One of those big lessons is life is precious and we lost a lot of people in the last couple of years. And so if we really hold, I mean, that's an ancient way of being, right? In Buddhism and in the Tantra and in many cultures, this awareness of death is such a gift, because in that, then you live with greater awareness and gratitude, like for every little moment in life that it could be your last. And that could sound morbid to some people, but it's actually really lovely if you think about, you know, the gift that we're all still here. We made it. So we're here for a reason. There's a great, you know, I love Dr. Zach Bush. And he always says, if you're alive at this moment in human history, it's for a big reason. That we all are here for this craziness, you know, and to decide, who do you want to be this year? You know, like, you're so great at goals, Jenna. We've talked so much about the way you just crush it and you decide what you want. And I think we're all very aware of setting goals and intentions at the beginning of the year. I think I'd do it differently this year. I think I would put the what you want at the end. Think about, who do you want to be this year? Hmm. Who do you want to become? You know, what were you born for? To become fully Jenna in this life? Like, what kind of Jenna are you going to be this year? And put the who first and then the how. How do I want to experience this year? How do I want to feel? How am I going to let myself be helped and supported? if we learned anything in these last 2 years, we're not supposed to do this alone. You know, we're all disconnected and we need to get reconnected and be in circles and supported by friends and all the great, you know, helpers. There's coaches, therapists, but there's energy healers and there's breath work and there's like psychics and astrologers. I mean, there's so many people that you could turn to be supported. And I don't think people get supported well. You know, we're in this individualistic culture that says we have to do everything on our own. And that's too rough. We're not going to do that anymore. Mm-hmm. And then after the who and the how, then I'd start to look at what and place your order with the universe, you know, and set the goals and things. But the who and the how would really define your experience of this year, no matter what happens, right? At the end of the year, next year, you could say, did I become a greater version of myself? And how was I helped and supported? Like maybe you call in all these new friends and community and beautiful things, and you experienced feelings you've never experienced. Then the what takes care of itself.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Yeah. We could do a little exercise you want on this.
Yeah.
I think would be, I love taking you through little experiences, and then the people can do this along with us. And I think it will help us start on the who.
Okay.
You know, because it's a big question. It's like, mm-hmm. who do I want to be? That's like pretty big. Mm-hmm. But we can make it really tangible with this. So this is going to feel like left field, but it's not. So stay with me. You'll just imagine if I gave you the superpower to grant the people that you love the most a lifetime of one thing. Like think about your babies, Jenna. Mm-hmm. If you could grant them a lifetime of one thing, what would you give them to know that they'd have the sweetest life?
I would do happiness.
Right? Okay. And no hesitation. You know that. That's so important. And then let's say you could do one more thing. You could do happiness and something else to become this amazing secret sauce for the great life.
Love.
Right? Okay. Because we can. Let's.
Health.
Okay.
Health for yours.
I said happiness was the first one in my head, but then health.
Okay. All right. And then let's add one more because we can. So they get this blend of happiness, health, happiness, love. What else?
I would say bravery, but.
Ooh, so good. What would you say, Kat?
For me, it'd be salvation because I'm a believer. So I'd want them to be.
Yeah.
Saved.
Beautiful. Okay, and let's do one more just to top it off. So we have a little set of four things we're giving them.
So bravery.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say strength. But that's kind mm-hmm. of the same thing as bravery, I think.
Right. Least.
Yeah.
Right.
Compassion.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
Empathy. Compassion.
Right. How about you, Kat?
Ooh, that was a good one. I said happiness. I was going to say joy.
Happiness, health, salvation, and one more. I think if you weren't here and you needed them to be okay mm-hmm. without yeah. you.
Health, happiness. Can I say one that she already said?
No, yeah, if it's true for you.
I mean, you said, yeah. I mean, I think for me, it would definitely be... would be compassion for others for sure.
Right.
Like giving okay. for, you know, being giving, something like that.
Okay, cool. So this is the trick that we just got at. This is who you both are. These four things are the gift that you are here to give in everything you do as a mama, as a friend, as a sister, as these two great leaders that you are on this podcast, right? This is your give off. That, and I know you well enough, Jenna, that happiness is what you fight for. You want that for the kids. That was one of the things that was so hard in the divorce, is thinking, am I going to rob them of this? And love, that the family would be separate, you know, that it's so, these are you, your highest values. That's what we just got out of, is your core values. Mm. That you are one of the bravest women I know, and that you want for everyone to experience this compassion and empathy for each other. You're a big lover. So this should be what you say is who I'm here to be is these four things. Mm. I'm here to live my core values full on this year. And think about, this is the number one reason why people leave their jobs, that they don't have people around them who respect or share their values. Hmm. It's not surprising that you two have shared values. You both want happiness at the top and compassion. That's mm-hmm. why you're a great pair. Mm-hmm. Right. Cool. So you would design your days so that you could live these values. I think that was one of the reasons that people really reevaluated their lives these last couple of years, because being at home and really taking a look at what you stand for and who you want to be, and maybe not having the freedom to live these things, I think has us all really doubling down to live these more better this year than we have been. Mm-hmm. And to be able to be free to give them to others. I mean, think about if you didn't have a life where you were able to experience and teach the kids bravery, you know, that's a beautiful thing for you to think about. The last 2 years and what you went through last year, really, you got to model bravery. So was it a horrible year? Was it a bad thing? It was hard, you know, but this is actually what's making you you and having your kids learn in your presence. So that's the who you need to be, who you're here to be. I think that if everybody just went through that exercise with us, you take a look at your life and you say, am I really living these values day to day? I think everybody took a big hit on the happiness and joy front, mm-hmm. right? We all want that. We all want happiness and love. And so what needs to change in our lives this year so that we can have more of that?
Mm-hmm. I like you flipping it too, because it's like, oh, it's saying like 2021 was the worst year ever. It's like, well, what was the positive? Like, I was able to be brave, or, and you know, you were able to, Kat, for you, like you went and started therapy, like mm-hmm. you were able to grow and be, yeah. you know, so I think there's things you can look at from like that seem negative, but it's like, okay, spin it. Like, what's the positive? Where's the growth and like what you went through?
You can always, yeah, see the positive right. in anything, you know, if you
right.
choose to.
Well, and Adele, you know, you saw the Adele interview when she talked about her divorce.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that it was that, you know, because she did that so that she could be loved at the highest count. Like yeah. she's fighting for love. And that's your second value right there. Mm-hmm. It's mine too. And I think to just have come through this to say, no, I want more love and I will have it, you know, mm-hmm. it's important to look at the full spectrum of why all of this is happening, I think. And then after that, to think about the how, an exercise for how I want this year to go. What is the quality of my experience? I think like our younger generation, my kids are 19 and 17. You know, they look at what we've done as an older generation and they're like, well, I would never live my life like this. Like the way you guys work or the things that you've put up with, you know, or the way the world is, they have such high hopes to change things. And so they value the how, I think, more than some generations before us, the quality of our life. And so I'd say decide on like 4 to 6 core desired feelings. How do I want to feel this year? You know, maybe a lot of people showed up to last year thinking I'm going to feel these feelings, or maybe they didn't even consider that. And then they just got swept away by all the fear, you know, and I think the media wants us to be afraid. But if we say, no, I'm actually here to feel ecstasy this year, you know, then it would define what your choices are, how you make your plans, what your goals are. Mm-hmm. It puts you back in the driver's seat, which I think no matter what craziness happens this year, if you're intentional about how you want to feel, you will have that.
Yeah. Intentional is good.
And I'm writing all this down in my notes right yeah. now. Like, yeah. Cause I'm like, I want to look at that. Like,
yeah.
I think
yeah.
every morning being like, all right, who did I say I wanted to, or how did I want to feel? You know?
Yeah. And who am I becoming? I mean, I just think that gives us such freedom to go through all the highs and lows, like you said, to be brave. Like my metaphor for life is surfing, you know? Nobody goes out into the water to have a bad time. So you think, I'm here to have a good time. I believe that. We all took a body in this life to have a great ride. Mm-hmm. And if the waves get really big, that's the whole point. You want to ride it. We just need to learn how to ride well. And hopefully you're out there in the water with your friends. You know? So it's consider that too, is what's the flavor of this year going to be? Is it going to be like art? Are you making your life like art? Is your metaphor for life a dance? You doing the cha-cha some days? You know, like if you have that kind of frame for it, then I think there's freedom about how it shows up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thinking. Yeah. No, I mean, it's good. It's just, it's the unknown, but it's also, there's something so beautiful in the unknown. Like I was, that's the church when I was telling you should watch, mm-hmm. with one of the pastors, she was basically saying like, if we were to follow Waze, she's like, it's nice. She's like, you can see where a police car is and you can see where an accident's heading. She's like, if that's what our life was like, she's like, how boring would that be? You know,
right.
She's basically saying like God's ways are better than our ways, in a sense, where she's like, it's hard and it's, you know, it's unknown, but like how boring would it be if we're like, okay, this is how our year is going to look, and you're going to have heartbreak here, and this is going to be here, and then there's going to be something, you're going to lose your job here. It's like that's what a boring life to live, you know, like
and the way you would live up to that.
Yeah.
You're not living like, you know, you only have 30 days. You're living like, oh, I'm going to lose my job in 6 months. Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah. So I just like that really like stuck out to me too, where it's like, okay, is if you have this, you know, you look at your thing in the morning and say, all right, who do I want to be? How do I want to live today? Like that's then, you know, you're, it's not gonna be perfect, but at least you've set some, you know, stuff out there, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's called.
Yeah. Well, you're saying like, if you both are about compassion, and so on any given day you say, all right, I want to really know myself as compassion. Mm-hmm. I want to be the source of compassion for all beings today. You could get cut off on the road. You know, you could have something, bad news, all kinds of things, but you've already set the flavor of the day to be, I am a vessel for compassion, mm-hmm. you know, then you can handle anything. That's what would compassion do? You know, and that's how you respond to everything, and you learn and grow that day, and you are such a blessing for others. What you talked about, Jenna, in the uncertainty of life is we have equal needs for certainty and uncertainty. We don't want to read the last page of the book or fast forward the movie to know how it ends first. We need surprise and excitement and the unknown. It keeps us engaged. It keeps relationships interesting. Mm-hmm.
It's so true, but I'm also the person that went to the last episode of Bridgerton to see if they ended up together. Like the second,
I did.
Absolutely I did. And then I was like, okay, good. They end up together, because I was like, I can't handle like.
But what if they didn't? Would you have just not gone through it?
No, I still would watch it, but I'd been upset. Like it's honestly.
Then you would have been upset the whole time.
I would have, yeah. Mm.
This is so interesting, because see, that's how you can only handle uncertainty if you have enough certainty. Right? Mm-hmm. People who do the best in life, who can handle what is unknown, life is unknown, life mm-hmm. is change. That's the nature of it. So the people who have enough certainty in life will handle all that uncertainty really well. So you both have faith, right? That's where you get a lot of your certainty, is knowing that you are being held by God or by your beliefs, right? Everyone needs to go into this year figuring out, where's my certainty coming from? So I can root down in that. You know, in the surfing metaphor, it's like, I know that I've got enough skill or enough fearlessness, bravery to handle the unknown of the ocean, you know? So you did that in the Bridgerton, where you got your certainty in a different way. But I think in 2022 terms, and it's totally darling, it's great, however you want to get it. I think it's really important to spend a lot of time visualizing how you want this year to go. And I mean like playing the movie full Technicolor. This is what I know I'm going to experience. Like place your order with the universe by seeing the movie, seeing it daily. Even like just before, you know, you do a podcast, seeing how it's going to go. It's like so much science behind this. Like,
yeah, but athletes. Then what happens when it doesn't work? And let's say I'm praying for this like relationship, and then I'm like, oh, we broke up. Like what, then what? Because I'm like, well, I just did what you said for the last 6 months, and now I'm fucking heartbroken, you know?
I know. So well, like, there's there's a co-creation, I believe, that's going on all the time. Yeah. Right. But here's how it goes for me is I see it. I place the order with the universe, right? This is how I want it to go. That means I'm stoking the field. Like I'm putting my energy and my frequency, which is equally powerful, out there for what I want to happen. And then there's this ever so subtle at the end of it all, surrender to, but if you've got something better for me, mm-hmm. may it be so, right? Like, let me be surprised.
Sure.
I just was in a relationship that I thought was my person. I was like, this is it. I have found him. Mm-hmm. Not so much. I had to let it go. And who still knows what's going to happen next? You know, but I know that my clarity around the kind of love I want to have.
Wait, are we talking about you?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. It's okay though. I'm like, all right, I guess it's either him later or somebody who can love the way I want to love.
Oh,
I'm listening to that Adele song. Thanks. I'm like, but I know how I want to experience relationship in this life and I'm not going to compromise, you know?
So it's seeing it as better, not this as a letdown. Yeah.
No, like, this or better.
It didn't happen because it's going to be better, which is a good point.
Yeah. Which I that's my belief is so strong that I'm being so guided and held. And I know, you know, we've talked about desires. Like if you have a desire in life that's so strong, you know, for the kind of life that you want to have or the kind of love you want to have, I think that's in us because that's what our soul's here to experience. You know, so if that got pulled out of my life, that relationship right now, I believe it's because he's either going to go and get more prepared for what we're supposed to have together, or there's somebody else who's in the wings waiting to experience that with me because the desire is just too strong, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think the timelines are speeding up. I don't know if you guys are experiencing this, but when you want something, it feels like things are coming much faster. Lessons are blowing through much more quickly, you know? So I'm open, just staying open.
Oh, friend, my heart hurts for you. I mean, I know, you know, it's the positive outlook, but I still, like, I love you. And, you know, we've been on a journey together. So I just, my heart, I empathize. I'm sorry.
Oh, I love you.
Babe.
I'm kind of excited though for like, okay, well, is somebody cuter, more amazing? Like, okay.
Wait, how long was it?
Oh, it's a long story. It was like a 2-year kind of an amazing thing. And then it was like 6 months, you know, of really going for it at this moment, this year, which felt right on, you know? But I think there were huge gifts that we gave each other. So it's not like I'm coming away without like armfuls of good things.
Well, what dating app are we going to put you on?
Like, I know. God, I'm like, let's be set up this time. Like I want to put all my friends and family, like there are already two really good friends who are like, wait a minute, I have somebody for you. And I feel like that's the ultimate dating app.
That's true.
You know, when your people really know you, so much better than an algorithm.
That is 1000% true. So for you then, like for the people, for all of us, not everyone, but that you like, how do you go in? Because I don't know, maybe this is just because this isn't how my mom was, but she's like, I'm going to be alone forever. And I have those fears, you know, where it's like, I'm going to be alone forever. And it's like, can you turn it and go, okay, well, what if I am? And
1000%. This is very important because I've also had this feeling because, you know, I was divorced ages ago I've been where you are. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh dear. And so we'll have these thoughts that are like the worst fear of thoughts.
I'm in my 40s. I'm like, whatever. I'm done.
Yeah, no, I'm 51 for God's sakes. I'm like, hello. So you have to look at the fear. The thought comes up, you look it square in the face, like you could almost take it by the shoulders and you go, okay, what if I am alone for the rest of my life? Mm-hmm. What will I do? How will it be? Who will I become? You ask these same questions. Who am I going to be? And how will I do it? What's the flavor of the experience going to be like? And you know what my answer is? If that's my plan B, I'm very clear there's this person coming. But if for some reason it gets hit by a truck, there's a plan B where I know this aunt of mine, this great aunt who came into, it was my husband's aunt, call her Aunt Betty. She was like 80 something when I met her and the hottest little cookie on the golf course. And she had all the lovers, all the guys who were after her until her very last day. And I would say, maybe I'm just so much woman that I have to have all the lovers.
I love it.
And that would be the way that I would know love would be through all the lovers. And that I would just have this incredible, amazing, different kind of an experience of love, maybe a more expanded view of not just one person, but the many. And I would have, I can already see it, like all the travel and all the gypsying and all the freedom, right? So that's my worst case scenario now.
I mean, worst case scenario sounds kind of fun.
That's what to say.
Thank you. Thank you.
Call a sister up. Thank you.
Exactly. I remember Angelina Jolie said that before Brad Pitt. She was like, I'm just going to be fine in my hotel rooms with my lovers. Just have my children. I don't need a man.
I mean, it's true. Like once you have, and that's kind of like what I've noticed, like dating. Now that I have my kids, I'm like, I ain't settling for shit. Yeah. You know, there's no point. Like, cause I, you know, I've got my friends and sure. Do I want to live the rest of my life alone? No. Do I think that's going to happen? No. But like, it's like, cause I won't, cause I'll have my kids and we'll have our bed of lovers.
We will have all the things, all the things. Yes.
But it's like, you know, it's like, I don't need anything. Like I've got two beautiful children, but I don't know. Sometimes this is probably like a really bad way of thinking, but did you ever think back and go like, oh man, maybe I should just stay with my ex because it's like, at least I'd have somebody. Cause there's nobody perfect out there.
There's nobody perfect. However, no, I have not thought that about him.
I mean, I haven't either, but I'm just saying like, there are times though when I'm just like, well, I mean, like, I guess I could have turned a blind eye, but like, what, how is that living? You know,
Baby.
It's not.
No way. Yeah. No, because you came in this life with this really high bar for all the things, you know, you're a goal setter.
It's unrealistic, Sheree. It's unrealistic.
So you are really hard by for all the things.
You are actually listening. You've got embedded patriarchy in you. Like that's the culture saying, listen, lady, get in line, be like everyone else, calm down. That's not who you're here to be in this life. Do not. I will not let you lower that bar. You're here to be a leader and you're here to have mad experiences. Like I'm here to have an epic love affair and I have to do it maybe with many people. That's fine. I'll have many, but no, I'm not lowering the bar. And I, you know the story, my ex and I did what we needed to do in 10 years. Now we didn't need a lifetime.
Yeah.
There's no going back.
Yeah.
He's just a good friend now and it's lovely, mm-hmm. But I grew too much. I had too fat. Like it just, yeah, you got to be with people who are continuing at your pace. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Any more words of advice? Any more words? Any more?
Give me all the words.
Just shoot me up. Like every time I hear, I'm just like, just give me everything.
Well, should we do a little exercise?
I love you.
Yeah. Let's do another.
Okay.
And I think this will be like a great way to just part and we'll take people through this. And that's a tool that I want you to use all the time.
Okay.
Because when we talk about who do you want to be, sometimes it's really hard if you're triggered or you're hurt or you're down and you can't like pull yourself back up.
Sure.
This is what I do to bring it back online. And it's pretty fast. Okay, so you can close your eyes if you want. Okay. Sometimes it's easier that way. And what you're going to do is bring your attention to your feet. Hmm. And you're going to start there and you're going to connect to the earth. I forget all the time that there's this giant globe, this nature that's holding us. And just throw roots down from the base of your feet down into the earth. Like you're reconnected, reestablishing that support is there for you. And then imagine you can pull earth into your feet. It's always green to me. Like you'll see a color, you'll feel a feeling and maybe tingle and you pull in that earth energy. And then you can just ask like, earth, what do you want me to know today? What are you here to give me today? And then keeping that, bring fire from your ankles all the way up to like just below the belly button, fill your legs and your pelvis with fire. It just turns you back on in every way and reminds you of your power, the warmth, the heat, the energy that's here to create in this life, that is you. And you ask fire, what are you here to give me? What do you have to teach me today? And then keeping that earth and that fire, like you can already feel yourself coming back online from the belly button up to the base of the throat, become the ocean. So you're on this super grounded place with the feet fired up, alive, and then you're floating. You're just the expansiveness of the ocean, the depth, the wisdom, the vastness on top of fire. This is who you are. And you can let the ocean open your heart and remind you of who you are. You can ask the ocean, what are you here to give me today? And then on top of earth and fire and all of this vastness, the water, then from your throat up to the top of your head, you open up your head and you fill with air, fresh air, like you can come down into your mind and just clear out like a gentle breeze, all the thoughts, all the doubts, all the fears, fresh reset. Open up your throat, open up your voice, your truth. And then you just ask air, what are you here to give me today? And then know that all four of these things, this is the entire universe, this is who you are. You have all of these elements at your service every moment. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yes.
And now here you are.
Here I am.
Here I am.
2022.
Anything is possible. Anything is possible.
It's going to all be our year, everybody.
Yes.
Okay.
It's gonna be a great year.
And you see Cherie with like 10 dudes, just give her a little wave.
I love it.
Get it, girlfriend. Get it. Oh, I love you.
I love you. So
sweet. We'll see you in a few months. You know it. I'll have some mental breakdown in a few months that I'll need you.
And it'll be all in the service of your becoming. Okay. All according to plan.
Okay. All right. Thanks, girl.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Hey, guys. It's Ben.
And Ashley.
From the Almost Famous Podcast.
It's that time of year where drama fills the air.
The Bachelor is back with an all-new season premiering January 3rd.
There's a new host, Jesse Palmer.
And a brand new Bachelor, Clayton Eckerd.
Clayton is a Midwest boy that has that great smile, nice teeth, and he's really tall.
Ash, let's call it what it is. He's a beefcake.
Okay, well, Clayton seems to be a good guy, though, and he can't wait to find love, get married, and have kids. And he believes more than anything that his future wife is on this show.
It sounds like a fairy tale, but also a bit of an emotional roller coaster, because Clayton tells three different women he's falling in love with him.
Technically, he told one, I couldn't be more sure that I'm falling in love with you. And another one, I'm falling in love with you. And the third one, I am in love with you.
You don't miss a thing.
It's from years of overanalyzing everything that guys say. But his heart is in the right place.
Sure. But other parts of him, not so much. As we find out when he admits to two different women that he was intimate with. Both of them.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to go over well.
We'll be breaking down it all on the Almost Famous Podcast.
Ben is married now.
Well, and Ashley's a mom.
Will it change our opinions of what we think is acceptable single behavior?
Ooh, good question.
Listen to Almost Famous on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey. Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots. But wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. I am obsessed with her.
I love it.
Oh, I just love her so much.
All the lovers. It's so good.
All the lovers. Oh, my heart like broke. But again, it's kind of those things. It's wasn't the one.
Nope.
And that's okay.
Better out there.
Do you ever, by the way, do you ever feel in therapy like, God, don't ask me what I just thought.
Yep, that's all I thought about.
Yeah. Because sometimes like Amy also like, oh, don't ask me. Because sometimes I daydream somewhere else and then like I lose it.
Yep.
But that was so like good though. I'm going to actually listen back to that and do that because I need to start practicing because I feel so much better when I do meditate. Yeah. I really do.
My mind definitely wanders and I'm like, oh crap, she's going to ask. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm like, what was the question again? What was I supposed to feel? Fire? I don't know. I feel stability.
Yeah.
Is that no? She's like,
At least in therapy, it's kind of like, it can be nothing. I'm like, can it? Because I got nothing.
I know. But no, I love doing like, I have the I do Headspace on there, and there's like a 3-minute guided one. Sometimes cool. I do that. There's a balloon one. It usually helps with my anxiety, but
that's good.
I need to do it more. Like, yeah. It's like the last time I was like, oh, haven't seen you since October.
I'm like, thanks damn for it. Calling me out. I know. I need like, her energy shoot. Though. I want to be like that positive, that energetic about, you know, and not just complacent.
I wasn't calling you complacent.
No, totally. No, but I can be for sure. It's going to be a great year. I do believe that.
No, that
though.
Was sarcastic.
I do believe that though. No, I really do think it'll be a great year.
Yeah.
I do.
What are you looking forward? I know we talked about this, but like, how are you not going to be complacent? I'll say that.
So I think what I took the most from today is the whole compassion thing. Mm. I want to just be more compassionate, do things for others, not talk about other people, just like who I want to be. I'm going to take that. And I loved that she said, start with who you want to be, mm-hmm. because I think about that a lot mm-hmm. when I'm being somebody I don't want to be. So I'm going to start there, and that's how I'm going to make it a good year. Not based on what happens in that year, but who I become and who I am. Mm-hmm. That was really encouraging to me when she said that.
Yeah. This is one of the podcasts I'm definitely going to listen back to.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I want to go through all that again. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's great. God, I love her. Well, I'm just listening to everyone. Let's just take that energy and go freaking crush it. I've got some updates on some things that we can update in the next show.
Oh, okay.
You know, because it's like going into the new year, just like you said, with compassion, yet not letting people in that kind of weigh you down.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yep.
I'm there mm-hmm. for sure.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.